This is a production of Cornell University.
So far, we have 16 members present. I'm going to call this meeting to a start. So, John, are you here? John Hammond?
Yep.
Awesome. Yep. Do you want to do the roll call?
Yep. Sure thing.
Thank you.
Mariah Dege?
Here.
Salima Ali?
Here.
Joseph Anderson?
He won't be here.
Mm-hmm. Morgan Baker?
Here.
Colin Benedict?
Here.
Arame Cass? Uchenna Chukwukere?
Here.
John Clancy?
Here.
Osai Garba?
Present.
Jacob Feit? Masa Haddad? Catherine Huang?
Here.
Julian Kroll? Yifan Li? Gavin Martin? Nick Matolka?
Here.
Indigo Pavlov? Tomas Reuning? Lucas Smith?
Here.
Polina Soloviva? Sarah Sun? Noah Watson?
Here.
Ryan Weintraub?
Here.
Kirabel Wandimu? Celine Xu?
Here.
Valentina Xu?
Here.
Jacob Youngblood?
Here.
Johan Yuan?
Here.
And that's everybody.
Alrighty. Thanks, John. We're going to move into approval of the minutes. We have some leftover from December and then one from February. If you guys want to take a look, I can also share my screen really fast if you guys need that.
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
December?
Yes. We've been backed up with the minutes. So Catherine Tran, who's been helping to cover the minutes, just got them to me recently.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Wow, Mariah, way to not second.
Second.
All right. All in favor of approving, please click yes. All right. Still waiting on a few. Oh, no worries, Wendy. All right, we're still at, okay. Keep on voting, kids. And if you can't see the participant chat, just put it in the chat. Okay, perfect. 16-0-1, those minutes are approved. Next, we're gonna move into open mic. Valentina, do you wanna do the open microphone?
Wait, what do I need to do?
The open microphone, just like open it and then close it.
Oh, because Joe is not here.
Yeah, so I'm chairing, and you'll chair the open mic then.
Got you. Okay. So if anyone would like to speak, raise your hand. Or just like unmute yourself, I guess. Okay, seeing none, we're gonna close open microphone.
Okay. Thank you, Valentina. Next, we have confirmations. It's the end of the year, so we're going to be confirming the Office of the Student Advocate staff for the next year. Liel, take it away.
Thanks, Kat. It's the end of the year. So I've worked with Joe and the rest of the previous staff of the Office of the Student Advocate to select a new staff this year. And the old staff will sort of be staying on for part of the fall to advise the new staff, just given the have at the end of the semester. So it is with great excitement that I announce our new student advocate, Annalie Onyonye, who is on the call. Annalie served as the Director of Academic Affairs this past year. For our Chief of Staff for next year, we selected Joanne Lee, who's our current Director of International Students. For our Director of Student and Campus Life, we selected Ramneek Sangara, who's our current OSA caseworker for Student and Campus Life. For the Director of Academic Affairs, we selected Genevieve Bonsa, our current OSA caseworker for she's a current OSA caseworker for academic affairs, and she'll be the director next year. For our Director of Finance, we selected Sydney Waite, who served as our Chief of Staff this past year. And lastly, for our Director of International Students, we selected Aliu Jabari Gambrell, who is our current caseworker for Student and Campus Life. So those are all of our selections, and I hope you will approve and congratulate them with me.
Amazing. Thank you, Liel. Do any members of the incoming Office of the Student Advocate want to say something or introduce themselves before we move into Q&A and then the eventual confirmation?
I can just introduce myself. My name is Annalie. I served as Director of Academics this past year, and if approved, I'll be the Student Advocate for next year. I'm really excited for the opportunity to work in the position. Liel's done a great job as Student Advocate this year, and pretty much just starting up the entire program. And I'm really looking forward to learning under her in the fall and during the summer, and then really taking over the position. So thank you.
Amazing. Thank you, Annalie. And I want to take this moment to recognize Annalie and Liel for the amazing work that they put into the OSA this past year. Do you have any questions from assembly members directed to our OSA folks? Please just raise your hand. And if we don't have any questions, I'm going to ask for a motion to confirm.
To vote. Motion to confirm.
Awesome. Second? Is there a second?
Second.
Amazing. Thank you. Okay. Everyone vote to confirm these lovely people into the OSA. Only SA members. Waiting on one vote. If you want to abstain, you can message me privately. Okay, we're going to go with 15-0-1. Thanks, guys, and congratulations. Amazing. All right. Okay, next, we're going to move into the new business, which is Colin's resolution. Colin, if you want to introduce that, and I'll also share my screen so everyone can take a look at it.
Yeah, hi, guys. So yeah, it's pretty short, pretty straightforward. Just basically adding some structure to the SA new member orientation, which is, in my opinion, kind of needed. Yeah, IDP training. That's basically it. So it'd pretty much be up to, well, this is going to be a bylaws change. It's pretty much instituting scheduling the training as one of the duties of the VP of D&I. So like future VP of D&Is would oversee like putting the training together, working with IDP on like the specifics and stuff like that, and also roping in the EVP and the VP of IOPS as well. So yeah, any questions?
Thanks, Colin. If you have any questions from assembly members, please raise your hand.
Motion to vote.
Motion to vote. Is there a second?
Second.
All righty. Please vote using buttons.
Does it need to be tabled as a bylaw change?
Does it? Is it about? It is a bylaw change. Where's our parliamentarian?
It does have to be tabled, but if we're, are we meeting next week? Because if not, then.
I think we are meeting next week because we still have to announce the Director of Election decision. Okay, let's go ahead and can whoever motion to vote withdraw
this? Yeah, I withdraw.
Awesome.
Motion to table, I guess?
Motion to table. Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Awesome. Okay, please vote to table at this time. Awesome, 16-0-1. This resolution has been tabled for next week to be voted on. And then lastly on our agenda, we have resolution 62. So we're just bringing this back from last week where we didn't get to vote on it because it's a charter amendment. This is the resolution to establish a students with disabilities representative at large. Okay. Do the sponsors want to reintroduce this?
Yes. Hi, y'all. It's me. Thank you so much, Conan, for being here as well. We talked about this last week. For those who may not have been there, this is a seat. We are creating a full-fledged voting seat, students with disabilities representative at large. This is, you know, we talk about it all the time, and I'll continue to say it, like the essay should continue to strive to always be as accessible and as inclusive as possible, and always trying to make sure we're bringing people from all different backgrounds and walks of life to the table. So, this will be a seat that's voted on in the fall, and Conan, if you have anything you may want to say, but.
I don't have much to add to what you said, except thank you all for considering this, and also just to reiterate the reason I reached out to Joe Aguche about creating this amendment to the charter is because it will go a long way, I believe, to increasing the diversity and representativeness of the student assembly with respect to the Cornell community at large. So thank you again for your consideration.
For sure. Thank you, Conan and Jay, for bringing this. I'm going to open the speakers list now. I see Brian has his hand raised. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, basically just wanted to check and see, it may be in the resolution, just what the number of signatures required for this position. I'm not sure if it isn't in there, but basically I know we had lowered the number of signatures for some positions where students may not feel comfortable disclosing that they are a member of the group that the position represents. So I just wanted to make sure that whatever the numbers for those reduced numbers of signatures also apply to this position. If someone could just respond to that. It does, okay, great, cool.
Awesome, thanks for your question, Brian. Do we have anyone else on the speakers list? If so, please raise your hand. Nick, I see you, go ahead.
Hi, this is kind of more just like a, in general question, just correct me if I'm wrong. I thought we also had a like a disabilities liaison. Like, will this also complement that, or are we gonna get rid of the liaison position for that now because we have this position, or what's up?
From the perspective of the individual who fulfilled the liaison role, if this is approved, I see no. I believe that this would be an excellent substitute and advancement of the ex officio liaison role. So substituting liaison role for this role would be, I believe, the next logical step. I apologize if this isn't in the actual amendment. That might need to be handled separately. I'm not sure if it is handled specifically. Uche, could you shed a little bit of light on that?
Yeah, so like Conan said, this would this seat would replace the disabilities rep ex officio seat and just turn it into a full-fledged voting seat instead.
Awesome. Does that answer your question, Nick?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Perfect. Thanks, guys. Alrighty, speakers list is still open. Please raise your hand if you have more questions or comments. Alrighty, seeing no one on the speakers list, is there a motion to vote?
Motion to vote.
Is there a second?
Second.
Amazing, all right, everyone please vote right now using the buttons. Still waiting on a few more votes. Could everyone vote using the buttons or put it in the chat, please? And if you want to abstain, just message me privately. But we are waiting for Selena and Osai. Okay. 15-0-1, this resolution passes. Thank you so much to Conan and Uche for bringing this to the Student Assembly.
My pleasure, thank you for considering this, and thank you, Uche, for your help.
Alrighty, seeing as we have nothing else on the agenda.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Okay, meeting adjourned. Thanks for coming, everyone.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.